All right. It's 10:01. We'll call this the board meeting for Wednesday, January 21st, 2026 to order. Raymond, could you do a roll call?
Commissioner Sandy?
Here.
Policy Director Smythe?
Present.
Vice Chair Kendick?
Here.
Mr. Fogel?
Here.
Mr. Ellich?
Here.
Mr. Guy?
Here.
Mr. Haynes?
Okay. If you've had a chance to, I hope you had a chance to go through the agenda. Take a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Albert. I motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Randy Ovich.
The move is second. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing seeing none, that motion carries. It moves us to item four, prior minutes, December 10, 2025. Can't look that over. Can I get a motion to approve that department?
This is Albert. I'd like to motion the prior meeting minutes of December 10th be approved as is.
Second. Any discussion? Any objection? That motion carries. That moves us to public comment. Do we have anybody in the boardroom? I sit at this table here, and if you state your name and any affiliation, if you have any.
We're limited to 2 minutes.
And our comments are limited to 2 minutes.
My name is Jim Park. I live at 1109 C Street in Juneau, an attorney, and have represented natural resource issues in Southeast Alaska since the 1970s. I want to congratulate Ada, particularly you, Chair Kendrick, and Randy Ruaro, for conducting a very excellent meeting on December 19th in Anchorage, dealing with the opportunities for a regional processing mining center here in Southeast. It would recognize the legacy mines and would prompt new exploration and development in Southeast Alaska, and I would urge the support of the Ada board going forward and support the activities of the executive director in bringing this about, because he's been very active in doing that, and I think it's a very, very good program for Southeast Alaska. And thank you very much for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you for your comments. Do we have anybody else in the boardroom that wants to speak on a public comment?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press *9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one.
Hey, good morning. My name is John Gavey. I'm calling in from Fairbanks, Alaska. Can you hear me all right?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Again, my name is John Gadecki, calling in from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I was just looking at your upcoming resolutions and new members here, and it kind of looks like there's some resolutions to set aside up to $3 million a year for managing and watching projects, and then also getting into blockchain. And as someone who has watched Ada carefully for the past 10 years on the Ambler Road project, this looks shockingly to me like more interest in things that Ada doesn't really appear to know much about, blockchain, and then a resolution to add more money to the money that you have, and then also getting involved potentially in loaning from banks, when my understanding, again, this is as an average Alaskan, that you already are apparently a bank for projects. So it's difficult for me and everyone else that I talk to understand exactly where you folks are going with your projects. I've been following the Ambler Road carefully, and I noticed lately there was an intent to an award a contract that only lasted a few days and then rescinded again. It seems like there's a lot of confusion, not only with the money you're spending, but how you're spending it and where it's supposed to come back. So to see resolutions today to effectively add less oversight and more money to what you're doing and how you're spending, it's pretty alarming for someone from Fairbanks who's been raised in the area, worked in the area as a small business owner. I just wanted to let you all folks know that we're watching and that for, you know, new incoming board members to know what you may or may not be getting involved in. So I'd appreciate more oversight of this body and you know, less loans and spending that are that appear to be such grave boondoggles. I appreciate your attention to that. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. Is there anybody else online that would like to be heard on the public comment? We don't see anybody else online. And one more time, in the boardroom, is there anybody else in the boardroom that wants to be heard on public comment? Seeing and hearing nothing, then we'll close public comment. We'll move on to new business. We'd like to welcome our new board members, Andrew Guy, that I see is online, and we have also Mr. Al Haynes that's been appointed to the board. And with that, we will move on to 6B. That would be executive session.
Mr. Chair, you want to entertain a motion?
I'd like to entertain.
Okay. This is Albert. I'd like to move that the board enter into executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA financials, investments, marketing, financing strategies, property matters, state legislative and budget matters, federal issues, ADA projects, including but not limited to Anwar, Ambler, West Susitna Access Road, Mount Augustine Geothermal Project, and other matters related to ADA and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to attorney-client privilege. These matters, which is discussed publicly, could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA. Two are matters that are attorney-client privileged, and three, matters involving consideration of issues that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberative process, privilege, or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44.62.310, C, 1, 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
Thank you. Second. Moved and seconded. Is there any objection to moving to the executive session? Oh, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Sandy?
Yes.
Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Elledge?
Yes.
Mr. Guy?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.